Welcome to Time with Abba Depression, our daily devotion podcast. Today is June 9th, Tuesday, 2020, day 161. Today's topic: your attack mode hurt you and others. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 130, verses 1 to 4, 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 38, Acts chapter 7, verse 1 to 29, Proverbs 16, verses 28 to 30. Today's main passage from Proverbs 16, verses 28 to 29. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent person antiques their neighbor and leads them down a path that is not good. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, your attack mode hurt you and others. The pandemic in these few months has a lot of bad influence to people. Lots of people are in bad mood, easily enraged, always negative thinking, and in a kind of attack mode. Today's Proverbs leads us to see what would someone look like if in attack mode. Number one, a perverse person. A perverse person is someone who shows a deliberate and obstinate desire to behave in a way that is unreasonable or unacceptable. A perverse person stirs up conflict. Number two, someone who likes to gossip. A gossip separates close friends. It means those who like to gossip can hurt or even destroy friendship. Number three, a violent person. A violent person antiques their neighbors and leads them to a path that is not good. Maybe you think that you do not belong to any of these three kinds of person, but in this dark and seemingly hopeless pandemic, it is so easy for us to turn into an attack mode. And we even cannot aware. People are so easy. To angry at someone. Mostly their own spouse or family members. Or any people. I do sincerely and prayerfully. Hope that you won't live each day in an attack mode to hurt yourself and other people. We would have a better chance not to be in an attack mode if we can walk with the Lord each day and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to be influenced by this pandemic to turn into an attack mode to hurt ourselves and other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you not being influenced by this pandemic to turn into an attack mode to hurt yourselves and other people? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.